Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in John Carrara, C-A-R-R-A-R-A. John Carrara is a 57-year-old male who reports he sustained multiple injuries in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 3/13/21. He primarily believes the injury is his lower back and was seen at Christiana Trauma emergency room the same day. Perry did further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of multiple herniated discs. Perry underwent laminectomy on July 21 and December 21, followed by double spinal fusion in September of 2022. Perry is no longer receiving any active treatment. Perry, new paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Carrara was seen at the emergency room on 3/13/21. Appeared he was driving his police SUV down a 55-mile-per-hour road. Appeared he went off the road and hit multiple trees. Appeared there was severe damage to the front of the vehicle. Appeared air brakes went off. Appeared extrication time was 15 to 20 minutes. Appeared he did not recall the accident and was unsure if he had loss of consciousness. Appeared he had pain in the right shoulder and left hip. Period. His Glasgow coma scale was 15/15 on arrival. Period. He underwent numerous radiographic studies whose results will be inserted here. Period. He was thought to have syncope and also underwent an echocardiogram. Period. He had consultation performed on 3/13/21 by Dr. Popescu, P-O-P-E-S-C-U, period. She wrote his syncopal event is certainly concerning, as it occurred while he was driving and resulted in a motor vehicle accident. But the last thing he remembered was leaving the police station at 5:30 a.m. But based upon the timing of when he left the police station and the time he woke up after hitting a pole in a motor vehicle accident, he had been driving for about 15 to 20 minutes without any memory of this. But he had no symptoms this morning at the time he left the police station. Period. He was driving with an inmate who was unfortunately sleeping throughout and could not provide any witness attestation. The patient woke up to him screaming in the back. Brady felt slightly confused for 1 or 2 minutes after awakening. Period. He was advised to undergo an EEG and brain MRI and remain on telemetry. Period. Alcohol level was less than 10. Period. CAT scan of the head showed no acute findings. Period. CTA of the neck showed no vertebral or carotid dissection. Period. The echocardiogram was done on 3/14/21. Period. It found an ejection fraction of 60%. But he was also evaluated by cardiology and neurology, period. He did remain in the observation area after his initial emergency room intake, period. In paragraph, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 3/19/21. Period. He gave a history that on 3/13/21 he was involved in a motor vehicle accident in his police cruiser. Period. He struck a pole and a few trees and woke up looking at the trees. Period. He was seen in the emergency room where he had many studies and was admitted overnight. Period. He had lumbar pain radiating to his lower back and into his hips and his left leg. Period. He denies any numbness and tingling. Period. He complained of pain to the chest, common lumbar area, common bilateral hips, common left leg. Period history was remarkable for right knee meniscal surgery by Dr. Dwyer on 1/19/15. Period. He was evaluated by Dr. Zucconi, who diagnosed lumbar pain and sprained the lumbar region, for which he started him on tazanidine and tramadol. Period. He was not yet cleared for driving and was still having a loop recorder on, looking for underlying cardiac event that could have led to this accident. But he was also waiting for an EEG. Period. Dr. Zucconi monitored him over the next few weeks. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 4/13/21 to be inserted here. Period. As of Dr. Zucconi's last visit on 5/14/21, scratch that, he continues to be seen in Dr. Zucconi's practice and came under the care of spine surgeon Dr. Shah on 5/7/21, period. He diagnosed lumbar pain, common lumbar herniated disc, common lumbar radiculopathy, common and left foot drop, period. He recommended EMG of the left lower extremity and flexion extension views of the lumbar spine, period. He followed up on 5/14/21. When it was noted, the X-ray showed no vertebral body compression deformity. Paired EMG was consistent with subacute chronic left S2 sacral radiculopathy. But there was no evidence consistent with a mild left superficial sensory neuropathy. Period. Dr. Shah then recommended surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. 4/27/21, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury to date. Mechanism of injury and treatment to date. Perry also elicited a history of bariatric surgery 5 years before with two right knee surgeries. Period EEG was negative for abnormalities. Period. He was seeing Dr. Zucconi and attending therapy. Period. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed lumbago, comma, left leg pain, comma. Degenerative disc disease at L4-5 and L5-S1 with broad herniated discs. Period. He recommended therapy for the lumbar spine and was prescribed Voltaren. Period. On 5/11/21, he underwent lumbar spine flexion extension x-rays that showed no vertebral body compression deformity. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Yu, HU, on 5/12/21. To be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Carrara then was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Testaudi for a second opinion on 6/2/21. Period. He had no significant improvement since the accident about 8 weeks ago. Nor did he have any progressive, scratch that. However, he did have progressive left ankle weakness, which was not present at the time of the injury. Period. Dr. Testaudi agreed that surgery would be warranted. Period. He then did undergo surgery, but Dr. Testaiuti on 7/6/21 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up postoperatively. Paired a repeat lumbar MRI was done on 9/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he also came into the pain management care of Dr. Patel. Paired he instilled an epidural injection on 10/14/21. Paired new paragraph on 12/2/21, Dr. Testaiuti performed a second surgery to be inserted here. Paired facet injections were given by Dr. Patel on 2/10/22. Period. Dr. Testaiuti had him undergo a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 3/13/23 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he did undergo facet injections by Dr. Patel on 3/15/22, comma, sacroiliac injection on 4/25/22. Paired on 7/18/22, he had another lumbar MRI compared to a study of 9/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. Another surgery was done by Dr. Testaiuti and Dr. Haas, HAAS, on 9/28/22 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up was rendered through 3/23/23. Paired at that juncture, Dr. Testaiuti reviewed the latest CAT scan with him. Paired he had around 50% improvement of his symptoms since surgery, but still had pain and discomfort in the low back and right lower extremity. Paired he that juncture deemed the petitioner reached maximum medical improvement and recommended he remain on permanent sedentary duty. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Carrara was seen on 11/13/18 by a chiropractor named Dr. Lee. Period. His treatment was rendered on that date, and at least 5/14/19, period, on 1/18/21, he was seen by Dr. Lee, complaining of pain, stiffness, and tenderness in the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, sacral region, and both sacroiliac joint areas, period. Lee's symptoms occur as a result of lifting, standing, and sitting for long periods. Paired, they are relieved by treatment, including spinal manipulation and resting. Paired, he stated there was a new problem since the last visit. Paired, he was administered chiropractic manipulative treatment and massage therapy at multiple levels. Paired, he was thought to have an acute flare-up of his existing condition, which was not identified. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the left hip was full, but internal rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Push of the right hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Paired inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars, measuring 1.5 inches each in length. Paired anteriorly, he had a subumbilical longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches in length, consistent with the anterior approach. Paired he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees and extended to 10 degrees, both with tenderness. Paired right side bending was minimally limited to 20 degrees with tenderness. Paired left side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Bridging was tender in the midline at L4, as well as the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. The rest of that is normal. Seated straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Brady did have a positive extension response bilaterally, but negative slump test. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 25 degrees and left at 15 degrees. He elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 3/13/21, John Carrera was driving a police SUV when he evidently lost consciousness and hit trees and a post. Period, he was amnestic to the event. Brady was seen that same day at Christiana Emergency Room, where he had numerous diagnostic studies and specialist consultations. Period. He was released on 3/14/21. Period. New paragraph on 3/19/21. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Zucconi, who treated him conservatively. Period. A series of diagnostic studies involved in the lumbar spine were performed. Period. He also had an EMG by Dr. Yu. Period. Spine surgical consultation was performed by Dr. Kirshner and Dr. Shah. Period. Dr. Testiuti eventually took him to surgery on several occasions. Period. This was followed by physical therapy. Period. As of 3/23/23, he was placed on permanent sedentary duty. Period. It is noteworthy that Mr. Carrera did receive chiropractic treatment from Dr. Lee through at least 1/18/21, only a few weeks before the subject event. But he also had undergone bariatric surgery and lost 100 pounds. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. He had full range of motion of the hips, but internal rotation on the left elicited low back pain. Period. He had healed surgical scarring in the lumbar spine and subumbilical area. Period. Range of motion in the lumbar spine was decreased. Period. He had positive responses to both seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers without radicular symptoms. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or hips. Period. He was doing light duty assignment, but did not return to work. Period. He applied for permanent disability. Period. New paragraph. I will need to insert this back in Dr. Kirshner's note of 4/27/21. Period. He elicited a prior history of neck pain and chiropractic treatment for the upper back and shoulder area for routine maintenance. Period. He also had a prior motor vehicle accident and a workers' compensation claim 10 years ago for his right knee, resulting in 2 surgeries. Period. There is zero, scratch that. You note you have prior medical records from chiropractor Dr. Lee beginning in 2012. Period. Treatment then continued from 11/13/18 through 2019. Period. He was receiving treatment in cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, but he saw Dr. Lee again on 1/18/21, noting he had an acute flare-up of an existing condition. Brady complained of thoracic, lumbar, and bilateral sacroiliac joint pain. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or hips. Period. It would appear that the subject event occurred as a result of a personal or idiopathic medical condition leading to sudden loss of consciousness. Period. And that is the end.